From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Wednesday the U.S. will have to wait and see if the meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will happen next month. There is some doubt after the North expressed strong reservations about U.S. demands that it dismantle its nuclear weapons program. This is Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders talking to reporters on Wednesday.
This is something that we fully expected. The president is very used and ready for tough negotiations. And if they want to meet, we'll be ready. And if they don't, that's okay, too. And we'll continue with the campaign of maximum pressure if that's the case. But like I just said, if they want to meet, the president will certainly be ready. And we will be prepared. But if not, that's okay.
North Korea abruptly canceled high-level talks scheduled for Wednesday with the South because of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises now underway. South Korea said Wednesday's talks with representatives of North Korea were to have focused on demilitarization and plans to formally end the Korean War. North Korea's threats to step away from denuclearization talks aren't slowing down those military exercises. The Defense Department said Wednesday the exercises are going ahead as planned. They've been held in the spring for the past 40 years. Senior American officials are continuing to push for a deal on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, but their demand that it be reached by the end of this week appears unlikely to be met. House Speaker Paul Ryan has said the Republican-controlled Congress would need to be notified of a new NAFTA deal by Thursday to give lawmakers a chance to approve it this year, but trade negotiators, that is, have sounded skeptical. This is VOA News.